Previously on the Critical Mass Podcast.
Is this thing on? Okay.
I seen it happen. Eat a duck.
You saw a catfish eat a duck?
It's fuel for the imagination.
Do you hear things too?
Sound bites. Keep them frozen. They're good.
I hear someone.
No, don't turn
Welcome
it down.
To the Critical Mass Podcast. I'm Winston. Curtis will be joining me shortly in the reaction chamber. We have a double feature of B-movie goodness for you today. First, a little housekeeping. The Dragon Ball Z segment, Rock the Dragon, will be moved out of the Critical Mass Podcast and be moved to its own feed. It'll still appear in the main feed that houses everything, so if you're getting that one, you're okay, but it's going to be its own little mini cast, 5-minute mini cast. So that's going to work out better for me, and I hope better for everybody else involved. Meantime, all we're doing today is the movie double feature. So pop some popcorn and join us in the theater. All right, well, kicking off our double feature for the sci-fi scariest night on television.
Scary?
They haven't used that tag in a long time.
No, because it's not. Leanne says, I don't watch that stuff. No, it's not scary.
Kicking off our first of our double features, we got treated to Ghost Shark. And then they replayed it again on the Labor Day Marathon, which was simply awesome.
Yeah.
And Ghost Shark is, you know, just exactly what it sounds like.
Shark dies in a spiritual cave, and its ghost comes back for revenge.
Well, naturally. I mean, wouldn't...
But can come through any body of water, down to a bucket, even.
That's true. It hauls that, the cheerleader...
The car wash girls to their death.
Yep. So, yeah, I think Ghost Shark has given us some of the most inventive shark death scenes in a long time. What were some of the most memorable scenes for you?
The buckets.
Because
the pail on the boat. The first one.
That's true, yep.
And then the car wash.
I think my favorite, though, was the slip and slide.
Oh yeah.
Where the
little boy
kid goes, yeah.
Right into the mouth.
Roar!
It's like, they won't.
No.
Oh my.
Yep, they did.
That's awesome.
But that was very, very funny. It was very, very cool.
Yeah.
And there were some nice little moments in there when the guy from Night Court,
Bull
from Night Court was the wizened lighthouse keeper,
wizened drunk,
yeah,
the cause,
yep,
sorta.
Well, you know, kind of traced back to the whole the Indian connection. I love that their library had the Necronomicon. Or,
yeah, they had
it
everything.
It was some kind of tome of ancient secrets in there.
Yeah.
No, it was cool, though. The shark swims away dying and dying not from the grenade.
No.
That it swallowed, not from the shotgun blasts and spear hooks and all those other things. There was like an arrow in its head.
Yeah.
And that's what killed it.
Yeah, the daughter used a crossbow.
But it swims into the cave and all the symbols light up and we're like, ooh, this is going to be bad.
And it passes on for revenge.
It was the entire town.
It was wronged.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just, you know, standing bodies of water. Of course, you know, it came through in the swimming pool. That was fun.
Swimming pool.
I think
the toilet.
The toilet, yep.
That was on the boat at one point,
yep,
killed
the
one
true.
Dude.
And, of course, at the big climax at the end, it's swimming in the rain.
Dropping out of the sky. Or yeah. Jumping up or down up. Through puddles and the raindrops.
Yep.
That was just too much almost.
Came out of the fire hydrant.
And the dude goes, What the? Oh, hell.
Down it goes.
Fire hydrant. Ghost kids.
That was fun. It busted a lot of expectations. Had some pretty good visuals. Not real demanding on the script. But
No. They did simple. Yeah, mystical area. Simple. Animal dies. Revenge. Good enough.
Shark. It was a fun twist on what we have come to see in the genre. Some very familiar tropes.
Oh, yeah.
But it was fun. So, rating on our B scale, blood.
Excellent.
There was quite a lot of blood in this one.
Yeah.
Shark movies. You know, I don't think we've seen a shark movie that was light on blood. Maybe Shark Week. We'll get to that
shark
eventually.
Shark Week, Malibu Shark Attack was light. Maybe.
Yeah.
What was that one? Dino Shark?
Yeah, with Eric Balfour.
Yeah, that was a little low. Yeah. Because he's swallowed or, gone.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But this one was not. This one was quite bloody.
Oh, yeah, the car wash scene. That was awesome. They spent all their blood budget on that scene.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. Our other B ratings are breast, butts, and bad language.
Yeah, got the bad language. Got the chicks in the bikinis, the car wash. And on the beach at the beginning.
And on the beach at the beginning.
So there's that.
Of course, this was on not broadcast television, but Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If there may be some...
Nah, there was no...
You don't think?
Nah, it was extra scenes. It had to be on the Blu-ray and X.
Yeah,
and
it'd have to be
the way it was cut, it looks too good, nice.
Yeah,
I can live without the nudity.
And then our, final B is Bardic Value.
I'll buy it when it comes out.
And, as far as the story goes, I think it really wasn't complicated. It really was familiar. But the twist, the twist of it being the shark and the way they handled it, it was fun and it was different.
It was nice, simple, and I got it and I didn't have to think.
No.
If I have to think.
All good things.
And it made sense.
All very good things. So, final rating, B-, B, or B+. This is,
B+.
Buy, borrow, or boycott.
No, I'm buying it, B+.
Are you buying it?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think, I liked it. I think this may wind up being a borrower.
No, it's gotta go with the collection. Sharks. It's in there.
That's true.
I mean, you got, one of it? You got the one with, what's her name? Debbie Gibson, and what you call it?
No, I don't have
that. Oh, you don't? You suck. Okay, never mind. I got it. I got the good collection. You don't.
The Mega Piranha and Gatoroid?
Yeah.
No, I haven't gotten that one yet.
See, it goes up there with those, along with that.
It's on my list. It's on my list.
My list is, hell, I still got in the wrapper. It's mint. So I don't think I'm going to watch it, but I got it.
I haven't felt the need to buy it yet.
Sci-Fi played it again a while back, and I watched
it. Sci-Fi plays it all the time.
But I want it up there in case, I've got it.
Yeah.
The one I want to get is that, Piranaconda.
Oh, it's not out yet.
I know.
Been watching.
Yeah. That's the one I've been wanting to get, because that'll complete it more for my snake monster movies.
All right. So, yeah, I think you're right. This is probably going to wind up being a purchase. This is a buy.
Hey, the Blu-ray will probably have something extra you'll have to have.
Yeah. All right, well, let's change reels.
Yeah. That's Apocalypse Earth. Well, A.E. Apocalypse Earth.
A.E. Apocalypse Earth from our good friends at the Asylum.
Always.
And, this was interesting. Asylum, of course, is famous for their tie-ins, the Mockbusters.
Yeah.
And the mashups and those kind of things. And this one was... Okay, you brought this to my attention. This one slipped by me. I don't know how it did.
What?
Apocalypse Earth.
Okay.
A.E. Apocalypse Earth.
Yeah, because I've been looking for it, and I was like, the cover looks cool.
The cover art. Tell me about the cover art.
Okay.
What are we looking at?
Let's see. What is it? The planet Earth below it, and then there's like some kind of looks vampiric critter over it going to bite it or something.
Yep.
So you're thinking, awesome horror movie.
And Vampire. The scene below is this huge battle scene.
Yeah.
Between the humans and the aliens, and you can't really tell kind of what they are.
Yeah, who's the good guy, who's the bad, really? Just, it's going down. And what the hell is that thing above it?
And, oh, yeah. Oh.
I mean, because it looked like a vampire or something, or some kind of fanged monster.
And Asylum has a tradition of really awesome cover art.
Yes.
All right. So we had high hopes. But.
Well, we had higher hopes
higher
than we
hopes.
Got.
Higher hopes.
Because it was good hopes in the end, but geez, they lied.
Well, and they build it as, on the front of the thing, they build it up as a mashup of Avatar and yeah. Predators.
Yeah. I didn't get
so,
that. I was like, awesome.
And yeah,
then,
I mean.
And then it has Richard Grieco and Adrian Paul.
And right, Richard Grieco and Adrian Paul headlined.
Where else can we get 21 Jump Street and Highlander? Together.
Well, you know, they did it in Almighty Thor, too, didn't they?
Oh, God.
But, yeah, anyway. And then, of course, introducing Bali Rodriguez.
Yes.
But, so, the movie looks good.
Yes.
I mean, the first part of the movie, the introduction, the setup, the first, what, maybe 10, 15 minutes?
Yes, looks excellent.
When the aliens arrive and we're fighting them off in the starships.
Losing.
And the, you know, they evacuate.
We're going to Alpha Centauri.
Yep, they run. All right, we're looks booking. Great. And then we crash, and it really settles down very, very quickly into
survival.
A familiar survive on the alien
Pick
planet.
Everyone up, meet a Navy chick, be our guide, help us out.
Very familiar
and
stuff.
And then, what's missing? Oh, our vampiric-looking chick and the battles!
Yeah. No aliens? I mean,
no
they
aliens.
They just really didn't show up. There were some blurry CGI effects because they had invisible suits.
Yeah, which turned out to be... What? I can't remember.
Invisible gear.
It was
just cloaking suits.
Yeah.
We had a couple of good monsters. There was like the one dinosaur.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was excellent. Yeah, that was dinosaur.
And of course, Adrian Paul.
Being the leader.
Yeah, being the leader.
And Richard Grieco was the scientist.
Putting his Highlander chops to.
He didn't swing a sword, but he was strong.
Yes. And Bali Rodriguez being the native girl,
chick
and
bikini clad stuff, eye candy,
body paint, and
oh,
a
yeah.
smile.
Her first movie.
Her first movie. Well, she's a supermodel.
Well, I can understand that.
Yeah,
she's super in my book.
But so it was a good movie.
It was
we
solid.
Liked it.
Yeah.
We watched it all the way through without complaining.
Nope. And then at the end.
Well, after.
At the end is when we realized it.
Right. Yeah. After we figured out what they were doing and that it wasn't actually the movie that was on the cover.
Yes.
Then we stopped complaining.
Yeah, because it's like, what?
But ooh. Yeah, I mean, it finally sank in. You know, what was going on and what the movie was all about. And it wasn't Avatar. It wasn't Predators. It wasn't the cast elimination kind of thing that Predators got going on, and it wasn't the save the cheerleader, save the planet thing that Avatar had going on.
Nope. It was repopulation.
Well, it was much more Planet of the Apes.
Or, Earth 2.
Earth 2, you like Earth 2 for?
Yeah, something like, well, they come to sorta. Nah, forget
I like too. Planet of the Apes, and I'll tell you why. All right? They crash, you know, the guys
crash. Oh, the
crash
original
on
Planet of the Apes?
The original Planet of the Apes, all right? They crash on the planet, and, you know, our heroes have to save the people from being
themselves.
Imprisoned. Well, no, they, you know, Charlton Heston goes in, and he saves the humans who are imprisoned, and Adrian Paul comes in, and he saves the humans who are imprisoned.
Yeah.
And, you know, he saves the girl and makes friends with the natives, and Heston saves the girl and makes friends with the natives, and then of course at the end of everything,
they get on a ship and go home.
We get on the ship and go home,
and then they realize the horrible, horrible fact. They're on Earth. They never left. The AI made an adjustment call.
Right.
And brought them home, and then it didn't have the heart to tell them. The whole point when they land, the computer's like, this, yes. I didn't have the heart to tell you.
Yeah, right?
You're on Earth. It's been 100
it's been 100 some odd plus thousand years. Long enough for the constellations and everything to shift
so that time, vegetation to grow over everything and die, you know. New and the humans that survived did adapt.
Right.
So yes. And now Hadrian, Paul and them can bring the purity back to the race.
They can start the new world. And of course it has to end with a national landmark. And yeah. It was Rushmore, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, Mount Rushmore.
Yep.
Because when they zoomed out, I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah. But see, we pegged it for Planet of the Apes halfway through.
Yeah, we go, they're on Earth. They didn't leave. It went around, time thing, dilation, whatever.
Yeah, and anybody who's seen a science fiction movie in the past 40 years.
Well, seen a few. Some people are still thick-skulled.
Oh, could be.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they really did a good job of holding the, if they were trying to make it a surprise twist ending, I don't think they did a really good job of
it. Not for us, no. The surprise twist was not the scene we saw on the cover.
That's true.
And the other chick, cause there was nothing about the chick.
Although, when the kids were watching it with us, mm-hmm. It worked more strongly for them, probably because they haven't got that
they haven't seen
education
enough.
That we've got.
They haven't seen as much crap as we have.
Yeah.
People our age are writing these, and they're dragging it up from what we've seen.
Right. Well, Destiny was, she had that moment of revelation watching the movie. She goes, oh, they're on Earth.
Oh, yeah. See, okay, so that means if a, 12-year-old can do it, work a little harder.
See, I don't know, but the whole movie worked for us. We liked it.
Yeah, it was enjoyable. I bought it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's rate it. I mean, the first categories we can just all kind of lump in together: blood, breast, butts, and bad language.
Blood was low. McGore was
really
low.
Wasn't anything in there.
The
to
only
speak of.
Butts and breast was the chick, the model,
Bolly Rodriguez, yes, and
no
body
nudity,
paint,
but
smile.
Still in a bikini, and it's still good enough.
And you know what? It was
satisfactory.
It was very alluring, but it was also very modest.
Yes, because she was camoed.
It was.
Because
I mean,
there was, you had to look. But yeah,
it was good. Yeah, no. Anyway, but yeah, and then the language wasn't.
Nope, kids could watch it.
Kids could watch it. It was fine.
Yeah.
And then finally, our bardic value. I'd rank this solidly in the middle.
Yes.
It wasn't
because they lied on the cover. That's why.
You know,
it dirtied our view. I have to throw away the cover when I think of it because that's just not what we saw. Cause I would have loved that cause that, I mean, I guess they were meaning that the chick with the fangs was the people in black.
Yeah.
And then they were trying to fight amongst themselves. I'm like,
the aliens that we never really got to see.
But yeah, so.
But this is not the first time Asylum has done this to us, okay? Sherlock Holmes.
Oh my god.
You know, the cover art promises
Sherlock Holmes versus giant monsters,
and that never happened.
No, it didn't.
Jack the Giant Killer.
Oh my god.
Jack versus giant robots. Jack versus giant monsters of some kind.
Yeah, but no.
And we had one scene at the end.
Yeah, in the end.
Anyway, we'll get to those movies in their own right.
Yeah.
But, so A.E., Apocalypse Earth from the Asylum, starring Richard Grieco and Adrian Paul, just came out this year. I liked it. I bought it.
Me too.
In spite of everything we've been saying, this is a B-plus movie.
That's a nice, solid space movie.
Yeah, it was good. We bought it.
Yeah.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license.